Thank you. somewhere around the corner, they just rolled the flag of the world.
I guess they're not going to. Is the American Legion PSW going to bring the flag in?
Why don't you just say something and maybe they'll appear, Jim?
Can everyone hear me out there now? Test 1, 2, 3. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests, and welcome to the dedication ceremonies for the newly renovated and expanded Branch County Library. I'm Jim Whelan, and it's an honor for me to be your master of ceremonies for this afternoon. And before we go any further, we'd like to thank Gordon Sabin and the Branch County Community Band for their excellent musical performance this afternoon. And our first order of business this afternoon is the presentation of colors. Cold Blood American Legion, represented by Johnny Hayes, Ed Burke of the VFW, and Martin Hildebrand of the Disabled American Veterans. Apparently that's already been accomplished, so we'll move on. And the flag that's going to be raised today, and which already has been raised, is donated by the Branch County Republican Women's Council, while the Michigan state flag was donated in the honor of Ann Brown, a former city clerk who was instrumental in having Coldwater named the flag city. Now we're going to ask you to pause for a moment to hear this afternoon's invocation by the Reverend John Anderson of the Reformation Lutheran Church and the Branch County Ministerial Association.
Thank you. Let us pray. Oh God, we gather together today with a sense of joy, celebration, and thanksgiving. Enjoy that people from two groups, county and city, are able to work together to bring to completion the dream of a combined library. In celebration, the fruits of their labor are now evident as we stand before the newly remodeled and constructed library. In thanksgiving, that many, many people gave of themselves time, talent, and energy, paid self and volunteers working together. O Lord, bless now the dedication of this library that may continue to be a source of pride and service to each of us. All these things we ask in your name, O Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Anderson. We'd like now to recognize a number of distinguished guests in attendance today, persons who were instrumental in realizing the completion of the library renovation and addition project, or who are connected in some way with a rich history of the Branch County Library system. To begin with, we have the members of the Semmelroth family, and I might ask that if you feel so to be recognized, to stand just for a moment, some of those who would be able to. And of course, the new wing of the library is named for Melissa Semmelroth, the late Melissa Semmelroth, for many years a highly respected and loved teacher in the Coldwater School District. And Melissa was right here for the groundbreaking ceremonies in November of 1977, and she turned over the first shovel of dirt for the new addition. And later, a memorial fund was created in her name with proceeds from the Angel Cove Campground donated by Charles Tucker going into that fund. We also have Mary Louise Geschwint. Mary Louise is a direct descendant of Edwin P. Clark, after whom our library is named. Clark, in 1886, donated the property and the original building on this site for the library use. Also on hand this afternoon, we have various members of the Branch County Board of Commissioners and the Coldwater City Council and the respective library boards, the Branch County and Coldwater City Library boards, along with those from Bronson, Quincy, and Union City, the city and county governmental officials and library board members. Of course, all of these persons spent long hours in preparation for the library and also in getting the master contract agreement ready. It took an eighth draft before the agreement was finally reached, and I can attest to those long hours myself, being a newsman and having covered many of those meetings. Also, we have Phyllis Holbrook, after whom the library's heritage room is named. Phyllis, for many years kept an index of subjects and titles of articles from the Coldwater newspapers and other materials which provided the foundation for the library's local reference system. We'd also like to pay notice to the building authority of the city of Coldwater, which provided the details allowing for the construction of the new addition following the merger agreement. And also with us this afternoon is 41st District State Representative Nick Smith of Addison, and we've allowed a few moments for Nick to give us a few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to share this moment with you. I'm sure there is a great deal of pride in this tremendous accomplishment. And maybe it's fitting that this dedication take place at the beginning of Michigan Week, because certainly there is a great deal of history that is represented by this building and the work that's gone into it, not the least of which is the fact that this is the oldest operating library in the state of Michigan. Not the least of which that one of my predecessors, working with the state legislature, changed the regulations to allow a lady to be the first member in the state of Michigan on a library board. And certainly, an example for the rest of the state of Michigan, the tremendous cooperation and the effort that's taken place to accomplish this. The cooperation between the city of Coldwater and the county of Branch will be an example throughout the state of Michigan. Certainly in the dedication, it can't be just to a building, but it's got to be to the people in the past and in the present and in the future that have made this possible. Thank you very much, and I truly am delighted to be here with you.
Thank you, Representative Smith. We're now going to move on to our featured speakers for this afternoon, and we'll begin with opening remarks from the State Librarian of Michigan, Francis X. Scannell.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure for me to be with you today and join with you in the dedication ceremonies, and also to bring you the greetings of the State Board for Libraries. What you've done here in Coldwater and in Branch County, as Representative Smith indicated, is certainly a project that we hope other cities and communities throughout the state will follow. What you did 2 years ago when you merged your public library with the county was to follow a program that we have been developing in Michigan during the last few years. Other counties such as Lapeer, St. Clair, most recently Jackson County, have gone in the same direction. On a larger scale, within the last 2 years, we have been able to set up regions within Michigan, and the Coldwater Branch County combination certainly has been fortunate, not only in having such a fine director, but also they are a member of the Woodlands Library Cooperative, which is one of the most progressive and innovative programs, library services in the state. And so it's a real pleasure for me to be with you today. I hope that eventually we too in Lansing, Representative Smith, that the State Library will be able to move into new quarters. We seem to move into new quarters, but they always seem to be old quarters. And Martha Bigelow and I are in the same boat, but one of these days we hope we'll make it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Scannell. Dr. Martha Bigelow is the director of the Michigan Historical Commission, and she's with us today, and she probably more than most of us knows the importance of preserving our historical buildings through continued maintenance and upgrading, allowing for their practical use in our modern society, and the building behind us is the perfect example. Now, Dr. Bigelow.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm happy to be here today. Can you hear me okay? To represent not only the Michigan Historical Commission, but also the Secretary of State and the governor, in the sense that I am the State Historic Preservation Officer for the state of Michigan. Can't get that thing to seem right. I'm particularly delighted to be able to participate in a dedication that includes not only this beautiful old building, but the very sensitive Seminole addition. Excuse me. We in historic preservation are particularly interested in seeing that this type of activity takes place. I think there's a misconception abroad in the land to some extent that believes that historic preservation means that we simply want to encapsulate something and keep it just like it is forever. The historic preservation movement recognizes that that is impossible. What we want to do is to try to preserve our neighborhoods and those parts of our heritage that give us a quality of life that makes us happier and helps to give us a sense of the roots of our past. But at the same time, we are aware that there are changes that have to be made, and what we hope to see done is the addition of new construction that will be in sympathy with the old. And that is what has happened here with the scale and the color and all the other things that go along with it, to create here a combination of the two. And I think we see throughout the United States today this kind of understanding and this kind of growth in a sense of pride in the heritage that we have of our past. And we desire to know those roots of the past and to participate in the past as a feeling kind of activity, not just words, not just reading a few things here and there, but actually being able to walk where our ancestors walked, to look at what they looked at, and by that method to feel what they felt. And this is what a library like this, a building like this, does. It's what we see happening in communities all over the nation, and not just in individual houses, but in streetscapes, in neighborhoods, and in downtowns. And I understand that now you're planning to do something about your downtown. And so I'm going to take this opportunity to try to encourage you to think about renovation of downtown rather than just trying to put something new there, but to look at what you have sensitively and understand and place the old and the new together in a pattern that will make your downtown a more beautiful place where people will want to shop and to participate. And there is a part of our program that you may not know about. I'm sure most of you know about the National Register program and the fact that if you're on the National Register, you may get a grant to help restore buildings that are on the register. But there is a new program known as the Tax Reform Act of 1976, and that Tax Reform Act makes it possible for income properties, which was designed primarily for commercial properties or downtown areas, to be able, if they renovate those downtowns, to get a fast tax write-off or rapid depreciation in the cost of those renovations. So that if you're getting a tax abatement for your downtown area, you may enhance that tax abatement by a fast tax write-off or tax depreciation through the Tax Reform Act. So I suggest you investigate that and think about the possibility of looking at your downtown with new eyes and trying to keep the old there as you place new things alongside of it. We're particularly happy in the Michigan History Division not only to be interested in the preservation of buildings, but to be interested in museums, and I should get my plug in for a new museum, of course, also, in archives, in publications, in all aspects of history. And we have participated in Coldwater not only in the help in helping with the Wing House and the Coldwater Library, but also in a publication of Ms. Holbrook's very magnificent index, which will be a benefit to people all over the United States, because we have sent those books to the various research libraries around the United States so that other people can understand what she did in developing the Coldwater Index. And I'd like to conclude my remarks with a comment of Ms. Holbrook's written in the Library Journal, which she, writing about this Clark Library, and commenting on what it had meant to the community, concluded her article saying, "Fundamentally, however, the library has always been a people's library built by them and for them in the faith that books are important." And in the words of the Coldwater Republican long ago, quote, "A reading people will become a thinking people, and a thinking people must soon become a great people." The people in Coldwater are already a great people.
Thank you, Dr. Bigelow. And now we'll hear from a woman who must certainly be extremely proud today, but equally happy and excited for all of the citizens of Branch County, Phyllis Rosenberg, who is now able to finally realize the hard work and visions of many in being the director of this library system, which serves all of Branch County. Phyllis?
I think it's fitting that the rededication of the Edwin R. Clark Building is on Community Pride Day. This building is a symbol of community pride in many ways. Its fine architecture and blending of the old with the new shows a community proud of its heritage. The many services available are possible because of the greater Branch County cooperation. This community can be proud of that spirit of cooperation. How else could we have a Tibbetts Opera House, a community swimming pool, the Career Center, and this library? It's the kind of spirit that runs through the history of both the Coldwater Public Library and the Branch County Library. First, there was the Ladies Library Association in 1872. They brought library service to the community with a subscription library. They did quite well, too, until state legislation made it possible for cities to establish libraries. Then the city fathers showed real spirit of cooperation when they pushed a special enabling act through the state legislature so that ladies could serve on that library board. Edwin R. Clark had that spirit as he set about doing something for the community. Melissa Semmelroth lived by that spirit and taught it to so many of her students, which is why the new wing is fittingly named after her. The Coldwater and Branch County Library Boards had to have a spirit of cooperation to sustain them through the many meetings over the past 16 years in working towards a merger. George Hubbard, who is no longer with us, was a member of the Branch County Library Board all of those years and deserves a special tribute at this time. That same spirit led Phyllis Holbrook to devote so many years to compiling an index to the old Coldwater newspapers. That index, along with a very fine collection of local history and genealogical materials, is still another reason for community pride. Free library service isn't really free, you know. Your federal taxes plus city taxes provided this building, and county and city taxes operate the library. So every Branch County resident can be proud of this library. But the true showing of community pride will be in how much you use it. So look today and enjoy the beauty of the building and tell your friends and neighbors. And it's the board's and the staff's hope you'll see something that will bring you back to use the services or call for information and make the Branch County Library the busiest library around. You've been given brochures with the layout of the building, and there are staff members available in all the areas to answer your questions. So please ask both those dumb questions and the difficult ones. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis. We're now going to conclude with our ribbon-cutting ceremonies. And the honor goes to card holder number 10. And this is symbolic of the new Branch County Library. It's one system for all the people and for the hundreds of card holders in the county who will now benefit from the use of the building. And our card holder number 10 is Elsie Ames of Coldwater. We'd like to thank all of you for turning out for today's dedication ceremony, and we'd like to invite all of you to come for an open house and tour of the library. And also, we have the beautiful cake over here which will be cut and which all of you are invited to enjoy as we continue our dedication ceremonies. And we also would like to thank Branch Gardens for their flowers which you see here gracing the stage. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Paul.